So you were elected to the State House in 1972 as a state representative. Right. You served for 11 years. What made you decide to go from working as an organizer and activist and agitator in the community outside the political power structure? What made you decide to shift from doing that to joining the political power structure itself?
Well, that was easy. The people in the neighborhood asked me, so we want you to run. And this was in 72. I'm teaching at MIT. And I said, well, okay, I'll take out the papers. I'm taking my family on a trip to what I call back home halfway, to Barbados and Guyana. And when I come back, if you get enough signatures, get them in, then I'll know you're serious and I'll run.
So did you not really want to do it?
It wasn't that I didn't want to do it. It was just that if the folks thought that they wanted me to do it, we're going to do the work to make it happen, of course. So that's what they did. I came back, signed the papers, turned them in, and we were off. I then told them that when I got elected, they were not going to send me down there without support. What we did was I opened up a little office on Huntington Ave, and also got them to give me some support money to hire some staff, et cetera. This is not just me. It's got to be we, and everybody's got to play their role, and they did. We had a very good organization, and when it came time to decide what kind of bills we would file, we would sit down with folks, have them say what they thought made sense, and I would say, yeah, and you know you're going to have to work to make it happen.
So it sounds like you took a community organizing type approach to being a state representative.
Absolutely. It was what I knew. And it was funny that there was some buddy who commented that you weren't going to be able to make it there. And I said, well, I'm not organized. And I went in and organized some of the reps around some of the issues that I knew we had in common. And so it made a big difference in terms of being able to get the legislation through for community development corporations, housing development. I can go on and on with it because I did know how to organize, and what we figured out was where were the places that you put your effort. And it's also because I had this belief that we could develop pockets of interest around these different issues and get people working together. It was funny. One of the things that I always am amused about is that I got on the Committee on Natural Resources and Agriculture. And I got on because I made this speech about the beaches and access. And the person who was chair of the committee came and said, you're the first person who talked like he understood this. You want to come on.
Who was that who put you on that?
Oh, boy.
It's okay if
right.
It doesn't come
And
easy.
So it was funny because people would ask, well, you're from the concrete and asphalt. How come you're on the Committee on Natural Resources and Agriculture? I said, well, I like to eat fresh food, et cetera, and they throw up their hands. But it was true. And we were able to do some phenomenal things. I was fortunate to have a student intern from UMass, Michael Scully, who said he saw the bills that I filed, and he wanted to be a participant in making them happen. What had happened is that when I was campaigning around the Lower Roxbury area, there was some land that had been taken for the highway. And some of the folks who lived there were from Puerto Rico. And they said, well, if we support you, will you see to it that we can get land to grow food? And my history went back to growing up on Seneca Street, where we did have that kind of thing going. I went to camp where I got to grow food, etc. And I said, of course. And the first piece of money that I got was money to fence and to clean up an area that they could grow food on. And so I put the legislation in for community gardens and to take over land that the state had and let it be used for farming, community farming, etc. And this young man, Michael Scully, was so much into it. He knew the field. He got us to do things like he found out how to where people could get different kinds of seeds or bulbs or whatever. And then he made up a flyer for the different reps and said, pass these out to your people. And so we did the publicity for them with their name on it to get people involved in this community gardens and stuff. And we did this on a pretty wide range. And so whenever we had any legislation that dealt with agriculture, community farming, whatever, I had no problem getting it passed because all these folks knew that we had made them look good in their neighborhoods by giving them material to pass out to their folks. Even the speaker, when he had somebody...
Who was the speaker at this time?
Thomas McGee. When he had somebody who needed something and was going to talk about that, he sent them to see me. And, of course, I knew who to send them to talk to.
It's a pretty crafty approach.
Yeah, well, but we had done our homework. We knew what kinds of things made sense in that. And when I left the legislature, some of the farmers gave me a little plaque or thing that said, thank you for the work. And they gave me a couple of nut trees.
A couple of nut trees?
Yeah, I planted a couple of nut trees. These were butternuts. They worked for a while, but then there was too much shade and they need a lot of sun. And so that and the storm took them out. I didn't have any problems making it with people in agriculture across the state.